I'm Kevin Keith, and once again, as we'll be doing through September 25th, a week from tomorrow, we welcome Carol Price and Anita Stewart in to tell us a little bit more about the United Way on this Thursday. Good morning, ladies.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Once again, I just want to remind everybody that United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community in Clinton County.
Well, that's right, Anita. And, you know, yesterday we left people with the question, where is there a disc golf course in Clinton County? Kevin, you said you know.
Yeah,
what
know,
do you think?
I know. I'm raising my hand here. It has to be Camp Cullum.
You're right.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. Camp Cullum. And did you know, though, that that course is one of the top six courses in the whole state of Indiana?
Heard that, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, Camp Cullum is one of the agencies that United Way supports.
Yep.
And I think really interesting is that we also support Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. And that's interesting for a couple reasons.
Why is that?
Well, in 1941, that camp was started as a Girl Scout camp.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then in 1947, the Girl Scouts decided to invite the Boy Scouts to run it with them. And the Cullum family provided the property, and when the Scouts joined together, they formed the Clinton County Foundation for Youth. And it has a 17-member board of directors who represent many organizations in the county, and they're still in place today. But, Anita, guess who really owns Camp Cullum?
I know.
I know this one, too, again.
You do? All right, Kevin, I'll see if you have it.
Russ Casper told me a long time ago when I first moved here.
All right, who is it? See if you're right.
It's the kids of Clinton County, right?
That's right.
Very good. Well, Kevin, another cool thing about the golf, the disc golf course is that was created by Nathan Pillion, and he was a Boy Scout. As his Eagle Scout project, he decided to build the course. And this course has earned several awards, and it has 24 holes instead
of
18.
It's like a full thing. Yeah,
yeah, it's
okay.
Bigger than the normal golf course.
That's great.
I just love all the connections of the Scouts and the camp.
Yeah, it's all
and
local.
United Way.
Yeah.
It's great. You know, so we're always telling people that we fight for the health and education. And, of course, you're always adding that financial stability part. But today, when we talk about Camp Cullum, I guess we're really truly fighting for the health and education, aren't we? You know, nothing's better for your health than spending time outside and walking. You know, there are 5 hiking trails there. And I bet you know, I know something you don't know.
What's that?
3 of those hiking trails are handicap accessible.
I did not know that. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Well, Carol, you know, as we talk about education, there's so much that can be learned at Camp Cullum. You were talking about the Scouts. Well, mm-hmm. The Scout troops go out there. Church groups go out there. The schools go out there for field trips. The police department even has their events out there. So there's a lot of things that could be learned out there. I mean, there's a lot of nature there. You've got your trees, the different grasses, the birds, the animals. But one of my favorite things is that the stars and the galaxies with the Prairie Grass Observatory. You know, maybe, just maybe, perhaps there could be an interest in science that could be born in a young mind while visiting there.
You know, I would guess that's already happened. We just don't know about it. It's a wonderful place. You know, we are living united in Clinton County.
I got my shirt on today.
You do. I can see that.
Live united.
We're going to have to bring Kevin one of those shirts.
Yes,
he's got one.
I've got the black one, the nice
polo.
We'll get you one. Yeah, I'll take a t-shirt.
We'll get you that one.
So, you know, that board of directors I was telling you about,
yeah.
There are people on that board of directors from the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts.
That would make sense.
And Rotary.
Okay.
And Kiwanis.
Wow.
And the Optimist Club and the Lions Club and Zonta and the YMCA.
That's a big group.
And the Boys and Girls Club.
Wow.
And then there's some people who don't represent any organization. They're just represent the community. So it's a big board of directors. But think how united, you know, and living united gives us lots of things. We share our resources. We share our ideas. We share, you know, our plans. United Way uses that slogan all the time. You know, you and I say it all the time.
Yeah.
Live united.
Live united.
Give united. And that is what we're asking folks to do this year during our annual campaign. We can get so much more accomplished if we are united in the purpose. Each person bringing what they have. You know, whether that's their talent or some cash.
Yeah, we'll take the cash.
I wanted to share, we have a little bit of a gain in our numbers. The other day we reported 141,000, and we have had a gain of 3,370.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so we are up to 144,000. 370. So that's exciting.
Yeah. We'll take that.
And we just learned that another business will be doing a payroll deduction campaign for United Way, the Mulberry Telephone.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. I met with Randy Mash yesterday at the Mulberry Telephone Company, and they are the hometown communication provider right here in Clinton County. They provide business and residential phone, internet, and television connection services. They also do video productions. I don't know if you've seen it, but they're pretty focused on sports. If you haven't seen it, you definitely want to plug into that. They do a great job.
Great.
Carol, you know, when I visited yesterday, I found out how proud that town, they are of their town.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a beautiful park there. They have the ABBA after school program. They have a nice library, their fire department, and the Farmers Bank. And the people there, they're just extremely sincere people. Just getting out, people saying hi, I was just really impressed.
Well, that is it's a cute little town. As I drive through it, and we were just there, you know, last weekend, I think, putting up the big sign.
That's right.
At the fire station. And, of course, that fire station is pretty new, and the library is pretty new.
Yeah.
They have a lot going on, so we're excited about that. You know, we have so many people we want to contact about giving to United Way, but it is really hard to reach everybody. But we've got businesses and industries sharing with their employees, so lots of people are getting to know us and get involved that way. And we're sending some letters, and so we're calling some people. But, you know, we obviously can't call everybody.
It'd be nice, but...
Yeah. But tonight we're hoping to see a lot of people downtown.
Yes.
Tonight is the Thursday Thunder downtown with the Cars, and Jason Wells is going to be there to provide some music, and I understand there's always some good food.
Right.
But so United Way is going to be there, and with us, since this is our superhero campaign,
right,
we're bringing Captain America.
Yep.
I think that's your date, isn't it?
It is. Carol, come on. My husband just had a birthday yesterday.
I won't tell Jeff. Jeff, you're not listening, right? And Wonder Woman will be there. So that'll be great. So,
right,
you know, any man in Clinton County who's always wanted to have his picture taken with Wonder Woman.
She'll be here tonight.
This is the opportunity, right? And so we want people to come downtown, learn a little bit more about United Way, have some fun, take some pictures with our superheroes. I think the temperature is going to be great.
Yes.
A nice early fall evening. And also wanted to share that we've decided we're not going to give a question for tomorrow.
No question tomorrow?
No.
What are we going to do?
We want people to call us with questions. You
okay.
know, we're hoping that people who have been listening to us all week have maybe developed some questions. So we want them to call in. So,
all right.
But remember, if we
don't do it together,
it won't get done.
So that's the plan tomorrow then, is we're going to have the ladies in here, and I'm sure they'll have some information as they brought to you all week. But that's what we want the listeners to think about today and during the Party Line program. Tomorrow morning at the beginning of the program, you'll have a chance to come in here and call in and talk to the ladies if you have any questions for United Way.